Clinic.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today on that post and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Unequivocally, the finest, most hilarious, and kooky 2 hours on radio and television.
Not tonight. Wasn't our finest hour tonight.
Spend.
First hour was
on a
abysmal.
Saturday night.
Was the worst show we've ever done. At least the opening was. It was the worst opening we've ever done.
Well, that's, again, it's just a matter of opinion.
The nation is worse off intellectually because of the opening to the first hour.
Well, that's the point of the show, Kevin.
They heard us talk for 12 minutes.
The number one reality show in America.
And they ended up wishing.
Duck Dynasty. Okay? We got to be more like Duck Dynasty.
Which I have secretly become a mad fan of. It's crazy.
Thank you.
First time I saw that on in my house, my very sophisticated, very, very urban, lovely bride, you know, very sophisticated, she's watching Duck Dynasty. First time it's on in my
house. Yeah!
I come in and I go, what are you watching? Because they all look like a bunch of Muslim jihadis, right? They got the...
No.
Well, if you married a Muslim jihadi with a member of ZZ Top, you would get what the guys look like on Duck Dynasty.
Oh, no.
With the beards and the everything.
Is there such... Can
in
you
fact,
be a Christian
one of the
jihadist?
Jay's the one brother.
That's what they are.
He got kicked out of a New York hotel because they thought he was a homeless guy.
I met him.
I know. You took pictures with him.
Yeah.
And his very hot wife.
And the dad...
Yes.
Phil, master's degree and the quarterback guy, we talked about
right,
that.
Right.
Invited me to come to the house off camera, not on the program, and like go fishing and hunting.
Well,
How cool are you
going to hook us up and go do that?
No, there is no us in the...
That's how it works?
Yeah. Well, when it comes to chilling with Phil from Duck Dynasty, you think I'm going to bring you? He's turning off my mic.
No, I'm just letting America see.
You scared me.
The real dynamic
Did
of this relationship.
Did you see his hands like quivering over the button? It was like Obama there for a second.
Yeah.
Finger quivering over the button.
Anyway, this broadcast has lost all control. We apologize for the substandard, subpar quality of the broadcast that we have taken on tonight. It's kind of like a bag of Meow Mix or something.
I love meow, 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 meow commercial. Remember? Isn't it great when you remember the jingles from commercials? He's turning off my mic.
No, Mr. I hang with Phil. Tell us all about it.
Phil's BFF.
Happy, happy, happy.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah. You didn't even know what he did until you went to the K-Love thing. I bet you couldn't even tell us one plot line from any Duck Dynasty episode.
There was a plot line where they were making duck calls.
I don't think they've actually shown on any episode a completed duck call. So
they made a duck call that was the longest one to go for the Guinness Book World Records. See?
I don't remember that being an episode. So.
But maybe I know more about it than you.
Yeah, I can. Can you give us one
poser
plot line, one trajectory arc?
Duck Dynasty poser.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-mm. What's a trajectory? What?
Remember the beehive episode?
See, what did you say?
Phil would know why I'm the cooler
movies,
of the two of us and should
movies.
Be the
I've
one
never
that
heard
comes
of to what?
A trajectory, an arc of a character or of a plot.
You just say an arc of a character. You don't say trajectory.
The trajectory of
that's you're not your brother-in-law.
Yeah. Well, what is an arc, Mr. Science?
An arc in writing?
An arc at all. It's a bent line that has an origination and a conclusion.
Hey, I don't need you talking about my intellectual level.
so if my synapse, if an arc like the St. Louis arc,
are you calling my synapse bent?
Yeah. I think you've lost credit for both uses of synapse from the first hour. In fact, I think you are now in negative territory.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You were the one that got invited to the Robertsons.
But now they're not calling me back. What does that mean? They were just saying it because like I was standing in front of
happy,
them.
Happy, happy, happy.
I love him.
He is one of the coolest guys.
Did you read the book?
Which one?
Happy, happy, happy.
Multiple people on the show now have books, including Uncle Si.
And the wife has a cookbook coming out. How cool is that?
That book's already been written. It's every book Paula Deen ever published.
Whoa!
Here, we're going to take some butter, and we're going to melt it, and we're going to pour it into some cold butter, and then we're going to bake that in the pan with some room temperature butter, and then we're going to divide that and put whipped butter on top of it while serving it in a bowl of strained butter. Unsalted, please. That's what makes it dessert. If it's salted butter, then it's an entire savory dish.
And in the hip-hop world, you know, they use the expression butter, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't think they mean the same thing.
That's butter.
As what Paula Deen or Mrs. Robertson.
Look at that girl. She's like butter.
See, I know that's not what Mrs. Robertson means.
Right.
Yeah. Now, one of my favorites was when Jay's brought in the dead beaver into Willie's house.
I just love when I can get you off topic.
He doesn't even know what I'm talking about.
I love when you
doesn't even know what I'm talking
come
about.
Come right down my rabbit hole.
We always do the funny stuff at the top of the hour, or we think it's funny. This is now on record as the second worst hour we've ever done in the history of the show.
Yeah!
If we resort to making Paula Deen analogies, you know it's just a lost cause. It's just a lost cause.
I'm going to stop talking.
What were we talking about?
We have to get back on talking. Is Laura still holding?
The short shorts.
I want to know.
The short shorts.
Is Laura still holding?
Somebody's asking if we have a stash of booze back here.
Oh, no.
Just for the record, Steven is 20-plus years sober, and I travel with him. We are like brothers. I have never seen him touch the stuff. So anybody that would even be asking that question, I feel like it's an insult to his character and his success, and I'm not going to.
And I don't even care about those.
I'm not going to acknowledge that.
Those types of silly whatevers, because I. Even recently, I had a friend of mine say to me, I met someone who told me that they met you and 7 years ago were like doing shots with you somewhere. And
yeah,
I'm like,
that's when you know the guy's lying out his flapper.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've never seen Stephen Baldwin touch a drop of alcohol.
Yeah, it's not an option for me today.
It was at one time. That was all pre-Jesus.
Oh, you don't want to know.
You've been set free.
Read the book.
Yeah, it's all in there. Uncle Si's book.
I bet you Si's had a couple cocktails in his day.
Hey, he was a nom. Hey, what can you say? Hey, he's a wordsmith. Hey, he's got a bigger vocabulary than Stephen Baldwin. Hey, I'm telling you. Hey, happy, happy, happy.
Kevin.
Yes.
Can we get back to the radio program, please?
Hey, it's time to do the radio show.
No, seriously.
Hey, what I'm saying is, I'm the wordsmith. Hey.
This may be the worst second hour ever in the history of
all right, so in the first hour, what we were discussing was this dad who cut off his jeans to obscenely short lengths.
Yeah, Daisy Dukes.
To just the good old boys. To basically tell his daughter.
What?
He says Daisy Duke and he doesn't get the reference. Never meaning no harm.
But I interpreted it some another way.
Beats all you ever saw being in trouble. Go ahead.
No, I just forget what I was thinking. I thought something really bad. But go ahead.
I'm just singing a TV theme song, that's all.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay. So we're talking about this story. Stephen sent me the link. I hadn't heard of the story this week. I Google it. It's like one of the top most Googled stories in all of the news this week.
See?
So I was like, wow, how did I miss this?
Sometimes I'm pretty good.
No, you hit obviously a nerve. But why is this story such a big deal? Because this dad did this to embarrass his daughter. She wears shorts that are too short.
No, not to embarrass her, to make a point. To let her know how it feels.
Well, the end result was she was humiliated.
Okay. All right.
So what happens is the mom and dad, no, the dad comes home, he hears mom arguing with the daughter. which right there tells me something's not right, because you don't have arguments. You shut arguments down. You don't extend them. But the mom and daughter are arguing about what she's going to wear when they go out to dinner. And she's like, I'm going to wear shorts. And mom's like, over my dead body. And she's like, no, over my dead body. I'm going to wear them. Whatever. So the dad goes, okay, I'll just show her what it feels like. He goes in, cuts off a pair of jeans, comes out. She doesn't even see him because she's got, while they're getting in the car, getting ready to go, she's so buried in her phone, her smartphone, which that's a big problem today if you want to talk about what kids are dealing with.
Yeah.
And so the dad goes out. They go to two different places. They go to play miniature golf. They go out to dinner. But when he threatens to go to the ice cream stand, where all of her friends from school work and from where, you know, her friends may be there, she's like, no, 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 Dad, so we've had enough. So here's the question that we've posed. Is this a smart move? Is it a strategic move? Or is it demonstration of a parental failure? And we'll take your calls. Continuing conversation.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and this program this evening has been unequivocally the finest, most hilarious 2 hours on Saturday night in radio and on television ever in the history of those two mediums.
Wow.
I'm Stephen Baldwin.
And explains why Kevin McCullough has a different view of
Kevin
almost
McCullough.
Everything in the world.
I
don't think we could.
I'm the actor.
Done much worse. Anyway,
he's the genius.
Thank you for being patient. We told you a little bit about the story in the last segment. Father tells daughter, mom tells daughter, can't wear those shorts out in public. She argues with mom. They're going to go out for dinner and then miniature golfing. Dad decides, okay, teach her a lesson. Cut off a pair of my own jeans to obscenely short lengths. Goes out with the short shorts and best dad ever t-shirt. And when they decide to pull up to an ice cream stand where the daughter's friends work, she's like, no, I've had enough. We'll go home. Lesson learned or sign of total parental desperation? Now, Lori joined us in the last hour. And, Lori, thank you for your tedious patience you have to have with us over such stupid juvenile sophomorism that we exercised in the first segment tonight. But thank you for your patience and hanging in there. Now, you and I got we got into this conversation about parenting styles, and you and Stephen tend to agree on this. You say this is a win. Dad did something good, and my feeling is that when we get into we're so far behind the eight ball at this point that it's really a sign of desperation and not of. So I just wanted you to have the last chance to say your last thoughts on that.
Okay, well, I just think that it's an excellent example of somebody last chance, ditch effort or not. If you love your child, you'll do anything in those moments.
Sure.
And he's not gonna, he wants to be a presence in our life. You know, other kids get to be with our kids 90% of the time, so we lose so much influence. So if that's what he had to do to be a real influence in our life, then I applaud him.
All right. Thank you, lady. You've been such a champion for holding on.
Thanks,
I want to give you that last
You're
statement.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Please keep listening and calling. I need all the help with Kevin I can get.
So is it a sign of wise parenting for dad to go out like this and parade about in his fancy pants? Or do you agree with me that this is in some way a parental failure? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, Stephen, what are you writing over there?
I'm making notes.
Why?
Because I forget stuff.
Okay, so what do you want to remember?
Just don't worry about it.
You're on the air.
I got
and
it.
And you're distracting me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Well, this is your story. You wanted to talk about it.
Right.
And I'm doing all the talking. So you think that the dad is right on the money.
Well, no.
No?
I think that the dad spontaneously did something.
It was a pretty cool idea.
And listen, if the daughter now, you know, reacts going forward in a way that's even worse or negative, then well maybe if it backfires in that way, then maybe it was wrong. But I think,
well, it didn't. Obviously, it didn't that night, because even though she tried to ignore, eventually she was like, okay, lesson. She capitulated.
Right.
So victory at least on one night out of her teenage life.
And quite seriously, I'm going to get back to why this is so interesting to me is because my wife and I have had the conversation back and forth. Sometimes my wife has argued with the kids about something, and I have to say to her, honey, you know, Bible says don't frustrate the kids about this and that, and vice versa. And she needs to say it to me far more than I ever need to say it to her. But this dynamic of teenage girls is, I mean, it's a whole encyclopedia of dynamics.
Well, there is And my lovely bride was once a teenage girl, not that long ago, and she has noticed, in rather verbal ways, that more girls at younger ages are wearing more wildly inappropriate things than they ever have before.
Why?
And that she doesn't have an answer for that.
I do.
Completely. She has opinions. And one that she has shared with me consistently is they don't have a mom who's, number one, guiding them.
Why?
On what to wear, what not to wear, and specifically relating to how it comes off to people that you are trying to impress in life. Not just members of the opposite sex, which teenage girls can be quite obsessed with. You know, I want so-and-so boy in my geometry class to like me, sure. Blah, blah, blah. But also people that are going to be long-term looking at you with a degree of reason. Employers, parents of future friends, parents of friends that, you know, someday there may be a boy that asks you to go out on a date, et cetera, et cetera. So there's reasons why girls should dress. And we're not saying, you know, like in burkas, but what we're saying is to a degree of modest expression,
right?
Because it's good for them.
Right.
It's good for their long-term welfare, impression.
And self-respect.
Reputation, et cetera, to not be wearing. And then there's just other girls that just go along with the crowd because they feel like if they don't wear exactly what everybody else is wearing, that they're going to be laughed at. The problem is they don't have the body shape that, you know, there's nothing more heartbreaking than to see like an overweight girl wearing something that's super tight and super short and shouldn't be showing
which you're
any
seeing
of
more
stuff.
Of that now
you are because ever. The fear is well if I don't do what all the other girls are doing then they'll look at me weird.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's what I think unequivocally the greatest force for allowing people to make the best choices, people across the board and young people today and those parents who you say are not stepping up and representing as they should, is, in my opinion, the Christian faith. The greatest, the implementation of God's, you know, sensibilities and rules and this and that, you and I are clearly on the same page about. I believe that the unbelievably overwhelming sexualization of the teenage age group right now, not only through media, but through social media, is absolutely, they're being brainwashed with this whole thing. You know,
kids are sexting at the ages of 10, 11, 12 now.
Right, exactly.
With their cell phone.
Exactly. But beyond that, kids are, my wife has gotten upset because she'll see on my Facebook page or whatever. If I leave my home page or my Facebook open to people to put stuff on it,
right.
Which I do a lot, I don't have the mechanism, you know, to block a lot of stuff. Long story short is some things get put on there, and if it's happening to me, it's happening to my kids, it's happening to kids around the world.
Sure.
Where they're being hit with, more than ever in media and social media, with images of what is now the cool thing, acceptable, the trend. I believe that's what's causing these kids to wear the shorter shorts, et cetera, et cetera.
What do you think about that? Are we onto something here? 888-340-3373. My lovely bride has this little saying, tights aren't pants and shouldn't be worn as them.
Yeah. Common sense right there, baby.
888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We're live from New York.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Day for free.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night with the actor Stephen Baldwin.
Hey, how are you?
And yours truly, Kevin McCullough from Talk Radio.
You're there. Am I there?
You're there.
I can't hear myself.
Fully there. You're half deaf. What can I say? Anyway,
he's horrible.
Yes, I'm terrible. Absolutely terrible. I want him to pay attention. I want him to show up on time.
No, that's great.
I want him to listen to what we're talking about.
I've been on time consistently, haven't I?
You have been.
See, it's working.
You have no idea who Jason Witten is.
But love me.
I do love you, Stephen.
Just give me a hug.
You're still here doing this show.
Show me a little.
That should prove some degree
encouragement.
Of encouragement. Okay. What do you
positive
want?
Positive reinforcement.
What do you want? Okay, do something positive and I'll reinforce it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
I love you and respect you unconditionally.
Wow, that's very nice. I'll think about it.
You know, but here's what Kevin does. The great, he's one of the greatest Jedi mind trickers there is. He goes, well, then I'll think about that unconditionally.
That's right.
What does he mean when he does that?
Yeah.
You're just...
See, Steven's nervous half the time when I don't say anything because he's just worried about what he thinks I'm thinking.
Right.
So I've already won all
You've got me right where you want me.
Wrapped around that finger right there. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right, 888-340-3373. You said in the first hour you would do what this dad did.
Yes, I absolutely.
What's the closest you've ever come to doing it?
Well, unlike what he did, which was kind of cute and funny and loving
required no self-respect.
Demonstrated what I think was out of humor. It was funny, although it was scary for her, obviously.
Not real scary. Just pretend scary.
I have threatened in public to make a scene. Like to like get upset.
Like just wig out?
Yeah, just snap. And they now, because I have done that in the past, which I am... No, sir, it's not funny, which I'm deeply sorry for.
This is funny.
It's not cool when your Brazilian wife, like, who, if she got upset, would be far worse than me. And maybe in the 27 years I've been with...
But that, people would take her seriously.
Like in 27
if
years...
If a Baldwin brother's just blowing up in public, I think most people go, hey, look at that.
Well, yeah, we won't... Yeah.
It's just a mess.
Anyway, Kenya
insert maybe, meltdown here.
My wife's maybe gotten seriously angry with me to the point where it was beyond her control three times in 27 years.
Wow.
Maybe four.
Wow.
In 27 years, I can't count the number of times I've just flipped out. But I'm an actor. You know, I'm an artist. I have an excuse.
Oh, it's the artist thing now. Okay.
And now I'm becoming a businessman.
Yes.
Under your tutelage.
I'm not a very good teacher.
Another fancy word.
Go ahead.
Could you credit me for the fancy word, please?
Tutelage?
Yeah.
I'll give you half credit on that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
See, there he goes again.
Half good. Half credit.
With the tough love.
It wasn't great. It was just okay.
Dang.
Not as good as your synergy uses.
And synapse.
And synapse.
Yeah. Well, the coffee's kicking in now, an hour or two better, so I'll see what happens. But what did you ask me?
What's the closest you've come to...
So that's it. I've been somewhere where... See, when the girls gang up on me...
Which in your house, you're definitively outnumbered.
You have more male energy, you know, and your wife can handle it. She's fabulous. But
I'm kind of stuck with guys.
When the girls team up against me.
Right.
Like, and, you know, like, I'm very...
That's when he calls me and goes, help.
Yeah.
I'm outnumbered.
Yeah.
3-1. One of them's a mirror of me.
When I text you and say, is the doctor in? Question mark. At least they give you the opportunity to, like, just not even respond. You know, you could be swimming in the pool or something and don't want to be bothered. But, like, here's the example.
Okay.
Like, Haley can... she's the female version of me. Elias...
No, carbon copy.
Right.
In almost every way.
So when she starts to annoy me and, like, poke my little chub on the side of my hip and, like, just, you know, just start... Yeah. I got to look at Kenya and go... I'm going to get angry if this... Because this is how it happens a lot of the time in this dynamic. And then Kenya thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And the one total dream Kenya has in the future is for all of my brothers to hold me down one day so she can tickle my feet. Because when you tickle my feet, my feet are so ticklish.
Things I didn't need to know.
Yeah.
Just file it there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got a little bit of a different scenario.
Thank God.
But, yeah, I shut things down. I just, you know, and I know that Lori from San Diego probably thinks I'm just a horrifically evil, mean person because I do. But, no, you start to that direction.
Yeah.
We just call it quits for the day.
Mm-hmm.
We go to bed without dinner. We do whatever we need to do at that point in time. More of your calls. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in tax
taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC.
I'm not wearing short shorts.
He's not wearing his Daisy Dukes, even
nope.
though he's sitting behind that desk. Liar!
I can prove that I do not have short shorts.
All right.
For those of you watching by way of...
Kind of you just said to me a little while ago, like too much information.
Yep.
Thank you.
I just wanted people to be aware.
But how much would I have to pay you?
You called me a liar.
To wear Daisy
National
Dukes.
National radio and television.
To wear Daisy Dukes.
You couldn't.
Really?
You
what if I offered you $1,000?
Well,
cash.
First of all, I'd want to see it.
Right. If I laid $1,000
I'd want to see it.
And there was no one around.
I want to check it for counterfeit.
And then there was no one around.
Because I want to know who you borrowed it from.
I would love to see KMC.
No, you wouldn't.
In Daisy Dukes.
Actually, I don't say things.
Would your
like
wife
this
get
often.
Into that?
She would. She thinks I have spectacular legs.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't worried about the legs.
Notice she hasn't said anything about my gut, anything else. But
boiler.
My legs.
We haven't said boiler in quite some time.
Yeah, and the world has continued to go round. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we're talking about, if you're just joining us on SiriusXM radio, coast to coast, or in 48 million television households across the country, what we're talking about is this story of a dad who, to teach his daughter a lesson, donned some Daisy Dukes, put on the Best Dad Ever t-shirt, walked around with her at the different places they went that evening, and eventually she said, "Okay, Dad, I give up. I won't argue with Mom about this anymore. I won't wear the super short stuff anymore. Just go home and put something else on." So, sign of wise parenting or sign of desperation that happened to turn out well? What do you think? 888-340-3373. Sean, line one in New York, listening to our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Sean.
Kevin, Stephen, how you guys doing? All right?
We're hanging in there.
All right, excellent. It's funny, as you were talking about that, I'm out in Long Beach, New York, and I'm at a light, and I look to the right, and there's this young girl ripping her pants off. And I was like, what's going on? Underneath was probably the shortest pair of low-cut jeans. She had the Daisy Dukes on.
Right.
She had to be about 12 years old.
Whoa.
Easy. And then she stuffed them in this big bag. And I said to myself, what the? And then as you're talking, I'm like, I got to
go. So I want to make sure I understand, Sean. She tore off outerwear like it was like basketball pants, and underneath she had Daisy Dukes on, and then she put the jeans that she had on into the bag?
Yep.
So she left the house.
Right.
So she left the house looking one way, intending to pull the little switcheroo after she was out away from Mom and Dad.
Exactly. And, I think it comes back to too much information. Like, look at Miley Cyrus. My nieces, they're both young and impressionable. They loved Hannah Montana.
Right.
And then, boom, what we saw on stage. I didn't watch the video awards, but one of the guys at work, YouTube, you got to see this little hottie. And I'm thinking to myself, all I get to think of is my nieces.
Yeah.
They're impressionable, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked with them or their parents since Miley's appearance on that show?
My sister was disgusted at it. She shut it off. She wouldn't let them watch. You know.
Did she tell them they can't listen to Hannah Montana anymore?
No. I mean, that's the stage. I can remember bringing them lunchboxes for that and stuff like that. And you know, they go through the stages. I mean, when I was a kid, the girls didn't dress like that. It was loose sweatshirts. I'm an 80s kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 80s. Good music, good politics.
Yeah. But, Steve, I'm a friend of Bill myself. I got 4 years going.
Awesome, bro.
Awesome.
Excellent.
One day at a time, baby.
One day at a time.
Sean, thank you for your call. And you sound like a great uncle, so keep it up and way to go. Yeah, see, when you consider that you've got the 12-year-olds now watching Miley twerk on the MTV Music Awards,
right.
Which the funniest thing about that was the picture of the family, Will Smith and family,
mm-hmm.
that some paparazzi caught the moment that Miley started doing her thing.
Because
I guess they're friends, or they know, I don't know. Are celebrities, you know each other, right? Everybody knows each other. It's kind of like being Asian. Everybody knows everybody. They say they don't, but I believe that they do. Anyway, celebrity world, same thing. So Will Smith, Jaden, the whole family, you know, Jada Pinkett, they're all sitting there. Miley starts doing her stripper act, and the mouth's just like, huh? And somebody got a picture of that, and it was on the front page of the paper the next day. But anyway, 888-340-3373. The question being, if this dad, and you can't argue that it was successful. You can't argue that it for that night it shut her down. It said, okay. But it took, you know, he still had to go out and go through the humiliation of all of that in order for her to just begrudgingly, at the end of the night, go, okay, fine, I've been embarrassed enough, out of my own pain, I won't do it anymore. And I wonder, Stephen, if we miss the mark by not going, I don't want the relationship with my kids to be based on, okay, I'm desperate enough, Now I'm hurting enough. Now I'm embarrassed enough. Now I'm going to do it. Like, I really, and I know that I'm odd, and Lori probably thinks this because we started the hour with her call and what she said last hour. She probably thinks I'm just a whack job in this regard. But I happen to think that if you groom your kids on purpose, if you raise them with a degree of intentionality, if you train them to understand that the world operates under certain, let's just call them laws, that there's things in motion.
Rules.
Well, but it's beyond that. For instance, people will look at you a certain way regardless of what you do to yourself. So if you are respectable or if you are disrespectful to yourself, there's a way that the world will interpret that based on what you've, based on how you've presented yourself. So teaching them to understand that it's in their best interest to do the things that have the most life-affirming outcomes to their own life, I think is just smart parenting. I think that's the way you want to aim. Yeah, not every kid's going to make it, and you have the remedial stuff, and you got to have backup plans and other things. But I think at the end of the day, if you aim for that, it's better than not aiming for anything, and then you find yourself stuck in one of these situations where you're like going out in Daisy Dukes. You know, I didn't really think you wanted to at that point. Anyway, your thoughts on this, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Your calls the rest of the way out when we continue on Baldwin McCullough Live here on the Baldwin McCullough Network every single night on this same outlet.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
86.
McCullough Live from New York every single Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern, and then replayed very various places all over the country following that. And portions of tonight's broadcast brought to us by AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. A new wave of Christian performers is rising. You can join the movement. Entertainment is about more than just your talent. It's about your purpose. And if you would like to attend a free audition and have industry experts critique your acting, modeling, musical abilities, or even stand-up comic abilities, then contact AMTCAudition.com, AMTCAudition.com, or you can call 800-STAR-420. That's 800-STAR-420. Real quickly, in the time we have left, we're talking about the dad in the short shorts. Let's go to line two. Deborah's calling from Texas. Hey, Deborah, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi, thank you. I think what that dad did was great. He gave his daughter a lesson using love. I did a very similar thing with my daughter.
Quickly, tell me what that was.
25.
Okay.
Well, my daughter is 25. I hadn't seen her for about 3 months. I'm a truck driver and don't get by very often. Well, she called me and told me she had a new boyfriend. So, of course, I wanted to meet him, and so did her father. So we said, okay, we're coming up. We're going to take you and your boyfriend out to a very fine restaurant so we could meet and get to know him. She made me promise I would not talk about God. I couldn't speak about God. So I said, okay. So my husband and I both showed up with our I Love God t-shirt on.
Thank you, Deborah. Good story. Let's go to line one. Rob in Louisville, Kentucky. You may have the last word on this tonight. Hi, Rob.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. What's your story?
Well, I mentioned that to the call center that Miley Cyrus is bending over and this, that, and the other, and I don't think that's, the end of the world. Now, I applaud the guy who gave a little bit of his daughter's own medicine to her, you know, by wearing short shorts, but I'm sure Mr. Baldwin can remember a guy named Yakov Smirnoff.
Oh, yeah.
Who one of his taglines was, what a country,
Yeah.
Now, we're sitting here late night debating the ups and downs of a father's hopefully disciplining his daughter and showing her a better way. And then on the far side of that, Miley Cyrus bending over in front of Alan Dick's sons dancing in a prison suit.
Right.
But in other countries where women aren't even allowed to drive and or, I don't know all the ins and outs of some of these countries that restrict actions of anyone, whether it be a woman or any other person, but I just think it's kind of... I don't want to say quaint. I think it's maybe honorable that here the three of us, along with the millions of other people
right.
out
we,
there.
We have the privilege of having this kind of debate as opposed to what
yeah.
they have. Good thought, Rob. Thank you for your call. He's Stephen. I'm Kevin. That's it for another week. We'll see you next Saturday right here on Baldwin McCullough Live. Peace.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. And discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Can't